Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Communication problems in healthcare may arise if healthcare providers focus on diseases and their management rather than people, their lives, and their health problems. Taking a patient-centered approach might help to overcome this, and it's investigated in a new Cochrane Review published in December 2012. Two of the authors, Francesca Duamina and Bob Smith from Michigan State University College of Human Medicine in the United States, discuss the findings.
Francesca, there's been a consensus in the medical community that a patient-centered approach is beneficial for patients. More and more patients and policymakers are expecting healthcare providers to be trained in patient-centered care. Previous systematic reviews have shown that providers can be trained to use patient-centered approaches in the encounter, but evidence of the effects on patient outcomes has been less conclusive. Although the studies point to improved health outcomes, more rigorous research has been recommended, especially large reviews focused only on studies that use sound methods. Our systematic approach in this Cochrane review using meta-analysis was able to provide just that.
That's right, Bob. Over the last decade, many relatively high-quality studies have looked at the effects of training providers to involve patients in their health decisions, discuss their concerns, and communicate their preferences about treatment options. For the first time, we were able to perform meta-analyses and provide quantitative estimates of the effects of this training.
Francesca, what were the main findings?
Well, we confirmed that nurses, doctors, and students can be trained to adopt new patient-centered skills. We also documented small to moderate effects on patient satisfaction and physical and mental health status. Based on the research we brought together, it appears that patient-centered training must be integrated with training targeting specific conditions and strategies that are directed at patients if it is to improve patient health behavior and outcomes.
So in summary, it's clear that this study adds significantly to the evidence base supporting the generally accepted idea that patient-centered training leads to greater patient satisfaction, improved health status outcomes and well-being, and patient report of quality of life.
That's right.
Francesca and Bob's review, which they prepared with colleagues from elsewhere in Michigan and Oslo, Norway, is available in full at thecochranelibrary.com.